This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
JP, 1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Hey, everybody. How's your Thursday? Hope your week's going good. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 are the phone numbers. At Roger JP on Instagram and X and Facebook. Like us, follow us. We appreciate it. Good morning, JP. How you doing?
I got a text message from my daughter with a picture of like a giant, like 35-foot water slip and slide.
Oh.
Okay. I go, what the hell is this? She goes, it's a water slide. I think we should invest.
Is that what we should do?
My wife, ha 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 ha. My daughter, or the 30-foot slip and slide from Costco. My son, yeah, you two, 16 and 17 years old, go to Splish Splash, which is a water park not far from our house. What does age have to do? Right,
this I is think a page we out should
of the,
invest.
And a page out of the Monica playbook. What does age have to do with any of this? Fun for all ages. My wife, my daughter, exactly. So now, what? If it's not one thing, it's another. Now, all of a sudden, everybody wants a 35-foot
odds water slide. That this happens, because I'm feeling like it's
zero.
Gonna
zero. There's no way.
But if you get home right now, you get home today, and there's a slide in your backyard.
I will take a knife to it and slice it. That's there is nowhere to put this thing. I'm not putting it on my front lawn. It's not going in the backyard. It's not happening.
Oh, it's one of those.
I don't like their friends are already at my house more than I want them there. Mm. And they'll use this thing three times tops.
Yep. That's how it always goes.
And you got the pool, so use the pool.
That's what I said.
Yeah, go slip and slide your way into a pool.
Thank you.
What, the pool? So boring. We've been in the pool.
Dodd.
We want to slide.
Dodd.
I want a giant slide for the front lawn. Yeah. I want the slide for the front lawn, and I want, like, the pool in the backyard. Like, so that way we can have, like, friends over.
I'm not saying your daughter sounds like this. This is just every teenager, by the way.
Yeah, pretty much.
So everyone's like an Ashley. So, yeah.
We need an Ashley cam.
I need the pool. I need the pool in the back, and I need, like, a water slide in the front. So that way, like, not everybody's crowded in the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we can split it up.
Yeah.
And if you're in the front and you're like, there's no water in front. It's like an arid desert in the front. So you need like some sort of water source in front, it seems like, Ashley. The back is fully hydrated, seems good. Why wouldn't the front be equal?
Yeah. Exactly. Plus, like, JP, like you had like a giant like snowman like on your front lawn or something.
I don't have
it.
Your mother killed it.
Yeah.
No.
Your mother killed it in return.
Yeah, but like, Dad, it's like the same size, but more fun.
Ashley, so I'm assuming since you're asking for this, and everything you're saying is making complete and total sense. You're completely logical here. Would you obviously then help with the making sure it's when we, you know, to blow it up or inflate it? You know, you'd assist in that process, right? You don't expect it to magically be inflated.
Of course I would. I'd totally help.
Yeah.
I will so totally help. I will maintain it. I will do everything. Uh-huh. Like, I'll do everything. Totally.
You're lying. You said that about the dogs.
I totally help out with the dogs. Totally did
you're
that.
Lying.
Dad, you're ruining my summer.
I hate you. You're ruining my whole life.
The summer hasn't even started yet.
Exactly. And it's totally ruined.
I like to take credit for that skill.
Ashley, you could, you know, you do identify as a field cricket. And I think field crickets are supposed to be, you know, aren't they half in the water and half on land? So you need that source of water just to, you know, feel like yourself and good, right?
I need to keep my skin hydrated.
Yeah.
You don't understand, Odd.
I just said that. It's in the family text. I said, how about a 2-month moratorium from asking me for anything?
Yeah, right.
My daughter, I'm not asking. I'm suggesting.
That's you. That's
not the same thing.
You. That is so you. I can't even even handle how much that is you. Oh,
how many
my
times
God.
Have I said this girl is me?
I almost swore in the air. That
What's
is
the
you.
Difference a million between times. Asking and suggesting?
Zero.
Okay, just checking.
There is none.
I thought there was a fine line there I wasn't seeing.
No.
She also said, why don't we invest? Isabella, how much would you like to invest?
Yeah. I work, okay? Mm-hmm. I will take my money and I will give it to you. I have like $123 saved. Oh. Okay?
Okay.
You better have more than $123 saved.
How much is the 35?
Dad, it's expensive being me, okay? I have like friends. I have like a life. Yeah, I want to go out.
I'm well aware.
Yeah.
Does your neck hurt, Ashley? Because when you...
Yes.
Okay, I think so.
Constantly.
I would imagine it does.
Because I'm constantly like annoyed and looking up at the sky. Yeah. And like pissed.
Shaking your head in wonderment.
Yes. Just like looking to the sky for like an answer. And I look, I don't have it.
Yeah, I'm
it's
sorry.
Like, God, please give me a water slide in my front lawn. You don't understand. I need a water slide, God. God, help me.
He doesn't understand.
Monica, you got me. You understand.
I do. I'm on your side here. I don't know why.
Like Monica gets me. Why can't you get me, Dad?
First off, Ashley, you're not my kid.
I feel like you're my dad. I feel like it.
Well, you're not. So go be somebody else's pain in the ass.
Roger, we need a water slide. What do I do?
You're definitely not my kid. Not even coming close.
You told
close.
Me to ask somebody else, and I'm asking you. You're like the nice guy.
I think you should
ask. JP's like mean.
For the 5-piece commercial jumper castle. That's what I think you should ask for, Ashley.
Okay.
It's $19,000.
That's it?
Yep.
Oh, my God. It's like less than a car. It's like
160
so affordable.
Feet long, so and affordable. You can go up and down slides and through crawly things, and it's amazing looking. Or the $7,000 Mighty Boulder Run and Splash combo. That's only $7,000. That's actually cheap.
Oh my God.
You deserve it.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Thank you for getting that from me, Uncle Roger.
Look up the Run and Splash combo, people. It's wonderful. It's on junglejumps.com. Worldwide supplier of commercial-grade inflatables.
Wow.
That's what you need, JP, is a commercial-grade inflatable on your front lawn, killing the lawn.
Correct.
Make it into one giant oblong brown spot.
Correct.
Roger just texts that to JP's daughter. There you go.
Yeah.
You have my phone number?
Do you have her number? You don't have my... Isabella's
your daughter? No. I got a call so I could send her this because you know she's laughing along, but she's also like, oh, I hope he says yes.
Send it to her. She'll laugh because she'll send it right to the kids.
I'll send her a picture. That's fantastic.
Mm.
It could be worse.
It doesn't stop, man.
No.
But I mean, that's kids, stop. Right? I mean, they were 8 and they wanted a dog or a bike or whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's all the time.
The e-bike thing is hysterical. So he... is like really wanting an e-bike, but he doesn't want to sell his bike. I go, I'm not. We just had this whole, I finally put it up on Marketplace yesterday. I'm like, dude, you're not going to use this thing. He's like, but I really like it. I'm like, oh yeah? And I really like room in the garage. And I really like all my money.
Well, they don't shouldn't even, have kids then.
I'm well aware, Monica. Trust me.
That's what blows my mind.
That point is not lost on me.
Like, no matter what happens, like, when you plan these vacations you love to go on, it's so bizarre to me that you have, then automatically, you're paying for other people. Instantly. Like, it's not just you. Like, that's
well,
me.
Well, it's always me. And it's always, like, this one, when we're going away next week, that's just me and Nicole.
Oh, that's
I'm
nice.
Not taking the kids.
Look at that.
I'm not taking the kids there, no.
Gee, I wonder how much cheaper it'll be.
No, it's not cheap.
It has to be.
It's never cheaper.
Well, listen, if I would have, yeah, I mean, it's cheaper, but yeah, I mean, yeah. Oh. It's better on my mental health, too.
Already, sipping slides are cheap. I didn't know that. $50, $30. You can get a 30-foot by 6-foot for $37.99 off Amazon.
What happened?
It's called Sloosh.
Great.
You know
it's
what
got two lanes for slip and sliding.
What?
You could buy it and set it up and make the happiest kids. And that you're right. It's going to be like
somebody else's kids be happy.
One weekend or two weekends. And then you can sell it on Marketplace. And then you guys, then it's like you won't make as much. But I mean, you didn't spend as much and your kids are happy.
Mm.
Boom.
I don't care if they're happy anymore. Oh. I don't. I really don't care about their happiness.
After a certain amount of years and a certain couple hundred tries at making them happy,
right?
You get tired.
Yeah.
I totally understand.
You sure do.
You get tired of making them happy.
Right.
And finding the next thing that needs to make them happy. And then
how
like,
can I make you happy? How about this? How about with the giant slip and slide or giant slide, we can like charge admission to like everybody on the block and they can like, it'll like pay for itself.
I like your entrepreneurial spirit.
Yeah.
But no.
Oh.
You're like the worst.
I know.
I'm like giving you solutions.
I know you are.
Do you hate him?
But I'm good.
I so hate him.
He's
the worst summer ever.
Is he Skibbity Toilet?
Skibbity Toilet, Ohio.
Skibbity Toilet.
So Ohio.
Yeah.
What the hell? I don't even know what it is. I know we talked about that once, but I don't remember what it is.
Exactly, because you're it.
There's a lot of videos coming up with, like, you know, teachers pretending to try to figure out what Skibbity Toilet it is in Ohio, but I don't even know what any of it is.
We talked about that so few months ago. We talked about it a long time. We're on the cutting edge.
I just don't remember it. I remember us talking about it. I just don't remember what any of it means.
Maybe you'll remember that you said yes when I asked to get you. I asked for the slide. I asked and you said yes. You said yes.
2 months ago.
It's the crying for me. Like, it's like, I don't care. You know, you want what you want. I know. That would be like, oh, dear God, enough.
That would be a pillow over the face.
I hate you. You know, you're ruining my life. It's, you know what? It's the dramatics. I can't deal with the dramatics.
Right.
Ugh, that's too much.
Everything's drama.
And in my house, it only comes from the girl.
The drama only
comes from the girl.
As much emotion as she has, he has that
Joseph
much
may be
little emotion.
Joseph
right?
may be upset.
Total opposite.
Joseph should play poker.
Oh, yeah.
Joseph.
Because you never know when he's upset.
He might be upset, but he's not.
Outwardly.
He's not outwardly upset. He won't let you know what it is.
He's
like my wife. You got to ask 7-8 times to figure out what the hell's wrong.
Ah.
I know something's wrong.
Yeah.
I live in this house. I know your mannerisms. Why do you make me ask so many times? Mm. Why can't you just tell me on the first time?
Mm.
Are you afraid to hurt my feelings? You won't.
Nope.
What if you
want the attention of seven asks?
I just
want to
see if I just
want to
see if I can fix it in one.
But if they don't want to, if they're not ready to talk about it, like you ask what's wrong and they say no, okay, and then you can then when whatever they're ready to come and talk to you, you can say, well, I tried.
See, you've never been in a relationship with a woman before.
No.
Let me tell you how it works. She can if I don't follow up to get to the bottom of it, then I don't care.
Wow.
That's what she thinks.
Do me a favor.
She thinks that
why don't you date your own kind
bitches.
For a little while?
No, bitches. A bunch of bitches.
Just,
I couldn't do that. You know
just
what?
Date your own kind.
Why am I asking if I don't care?
Give it like 3-5 months and then come out of that and let me know how it went.
Let's not label, because I am in no way, shape, or form like that. If I have something, and I know you're going to be shocked by this, if I am upset about something and I will tell you and let's hash it out and get it done with, but I don't know.
I thought you were a hold it in her.
Play that game. Oh my
God. I don't think you're the same person in a relationship that you are here.
What? You think I'm fake? How am I going to be fake for 18 years?
No. I'm not saying it's fake. I'm saying it's here. It's like survival. Here is Thunderdome, right? In a relationship.
Oh, on the show, literally.
Yeah,
you
on
mean?
The show.
Oh, yeah.
It's for all of us,
yeah.
right? It's Thunderdome. It's like you show a little bit of crack, a little bit of weakness, a little bit of crazy, a little bit of weird, and everybody pounces. In a relationship, you kind of care about the other person's feelings a little bit more, and you don't want them to be hurt. You don't want them, maybe you don't want to like make your problems their problems. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but in a relationship, because of everything you just said, it's important to get it out and not hold it in and not play those ridiculous games.
I know. And every shrink will say the same thing. That doesn't mean it happens that way.
It happens with me. The only way I'm slightly different, I will say this, the only way I am different in a relationship, I think, is that I am, if I like you, like once we get past that little threshold, if I don't know you, I don't trust you, whatever. Once we're in that actual relationship, I am extremely, and you're not, I bend. You know what I mean? I'm not steadfast in my, this is how it is.
Don't you?
Because in a relationship, you're a little more compromised.
That's what I just said.
Yes. Yeah. But that doesn't mean, but that has nothing to do with, if someone asks me, am I upset about something, I'm going to say it. I'm not going to hold that in and play these ridiculous games. I'm too old for that nonsense. I'm going to tell you, and then we're going to talk about it, and then we're going to move on. And we're not going to bring it up again, neither one of us. It's done. It's settled, right? We're done with this?
Over.
Okay, good.
Right,
then forget it even happened.
Life's too short.
I hate that bringing it up.
Go forward.
Crap. Ugh.
Garbage.
Remember that time when...
No, I don't. Shut up.
Yeah, but you did.
No, we talked about it. We're done with it.
Right. That's like 12-year-old stuff. There you go.
Now, to get a relationship.
You got it down. Might as well be in one. You know what you want. You know how it works.
I'm enjoying my... I really am truly, especially yesterday, enjoying my I don't have to worry about someone else. Because I know at some point in time, when I do find someone... Then I'm going to have to like check in, I guess, and find out. Is everything...
Well,
what happened yesterday?
Oh, it's awesome. Oh, I was just me. I didn't... No, I don't... I had no one to check in with. You know what I mean? Like, I got done with traffic in the morning. I had some blood work stuff to do. And then I went shopping. I was at my, I changed my mind. You know, I'm going to do this now.
You did whatever you want.
And then I'm going to go have some lunch. And yeah, it's just me.
That's the way.
And then I went home and slept in red and slept in red and slept in red. Oh.
And then you got up this morning.
Yes.
That's
slept
it, huh?
And red or slept in red?
I slept and red.
Oh, okay. Dude, listen. I had to go shopping yesterday.
That's great.
I don't understand.
What's so dramatic about shopping?
Dude, it's
oh, my goodness.
Ruin your life.
I have, what happened?
It's an awful experience. I hate it so much.
Where, what store did you go
in? I had to get clothes. So I went to a bunch of clothes stores because I literally have nothing. Mm-hmm. And we're going away. I needed to get some nice. My wife, she decided that I need. I used to dress nice.
You know, you started four different sentences.
I know. I think all the thoughts are in your head right now.
I know. When I was younger, I used to dress nice and really care about how I looked.
Uh-huh.
As I got older, less important. Okay. As you could tell by my ensemble today, sweatpants and a t-shirt, went to the gym between shows, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But she decided, like, we went into a store, like, I brought her to be my help. She decides to ask a woman there for help.
Oh.
And now I'm getting bombarded with this stuff that I don't like.
Right.
And they're like, well, that's what's in. And I'm like, I don't care.
Right.
I don't like it. So now I'm being like, I feel like I'm being kind of pushed up against the wall. My guinea gets up immediately.
Whoa.
and I start like literally twitching. And I understand how insane this. I understand how insane this sounds. That was the physical reaction that I had having to go clothes shopping yesterday.
Eesh.
I don't think I would have been in that same place if my wife wasn't there.
Right.
Because
it was just your wife. If that lady wasn't there, you'd have been better off.
Maybe.
Just you and Nicole, you'd have been fine.
Maybe.
I was shopping with Susan, it's no big deal.
Because you know what it was like? To me, it's like, you know how many times we've talked about, like, when you have to go furniture shopping, and the second you walk in the door, somebody pounces?
Yeah.
And you just want them to get the hell out of the way unless you have any questions?
And your wife waved her over.
But my wife waved her over.
What the hell?
And that was the first store.
Yeah. Not good.
Dude, it was bad. I will never understand people that enjoy the process of shopping.
It's fun. It's fun only if, like, I enjoyed it yesterday because I didn't, I was looking for a chair for my front porch and for my balcony. Like, I just want, like, something to sit outside with or whatever. So I had different places I was going to go. But then there was also, while I'm there, like, I was at the thrift store for the one because I thought maybe they might have something. And, you know, I was shopping for the clothes. I don't need anything. So
it's different.
I know, that's what I'm saying. But it was clothes shopping. I had two skirts in my hands. I actually got a really cool shirt that says University of your mom.
You know why? Probably because there was no pressure. Like,
exactly.
I have nothing left. I have like four polo shirts left and that's it. I had nothing. So I have to stock up. Like,
and then you waited too long, sir.
I'm well aware.
You got to nip that in the bud.
First time you wear that shirt, Monica, we got to see University of Your Mom t-shirt on
social.
Oh,
my God. Can I just tell you, it was a quiet thrift store, and I'm in the men's section. That's where all the cool stuff is. And sweatshirt said University of Your Mom, and I laughed out loud. I had to laugh out loud. That's fantastic.
I like it.
It's a terrible thing.
I mean, listen, if you had you consider doing it online at all? Like, does your wife want you there?
Yeah. No, I've definitely tried to do stuff online. I actually joined one of those.
Did you do Stitch Fix or something?
I did Stitch Fix, but
clothes
were garbage.
Fancy. Well,
really?
Fancy.
The stuff was Stitch Fix isn't fancy.
They send it to you, and if you like it, you keep it. You don't, you send it back. It's all too fancy.
Yeah, yeah. It's not fancy at all. To be honest with you, you pick the styles that you like, whatever the hell it is, and then
the
they
stuff's
send you
not
stuff.
Good.
It's
and
a
then
personal
get the stuff,
shopper. It's
some of the stuff. It is, but it's not. It doesn't really cost you all that much. The price of the clothes is no more.
No.
You're basically only paying for what you keep, what you want.
Yes.
And the other stuff you send back, I think it was like a small fee to join. And then they, but it didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm. But what about, okay, so then here's what you do. This is what I do for a lot. I don't necessarily.
And I'm not trying to complain about it. I'm just, there was a physical reaction in my body to having to endure this process. It's crazy.
You need to find a brand you like and then always just buy that. When, like you said, you're running low.
Right.
Then you buy, you know, your size, you know what you like, and then you can just buy more once you're running low.
Correct. My wife wasn't happy with that. You got to try new things. You keep going to the same.
Wow. I'm on her side with that, though. Try new things.
Yeah.
Does she know you?
I know. No.
JP and try new things. I don't know that those are used in the same sentence a lot.
Probably not. It's like you find something that works, stick with it. Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Love my champion sweatshirt. From 1988.
Now, do you find yourself, and this is my concern, when do I start getting age inappropriate with what I'm wearing and I have to find myself into the old people section?
As soon as you buy a shirt that says University of Your Mom.
It's a sweatshirt and it's funny. I don't care who you are.
I would say get out of Forever 21.
It's not.
What do you say? You're 53.
It was the men's a section of a thrift store. Now what?
Yeah, wow. Well, and you don't find a chair, huh?
And nobody's going to believe you.
No chair.
That's for sure.
University of Your Mom?
Right. They're going to think you were shopping at Forever 21.
Oh, I don't care what people think. I think it's funny. I am going to wear
funny.
It. I'm going to wear it and wear it proud. It's a large men's, though, so I don't know.
You wear giant sweatshirts all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to have to.
Cut it up. Make it slutty.
I will. I'll slut it up for sure.
All right, well, Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. We'll be right back.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.